Wednesday, 4:23-25. This is Grace, Part 3. We're going to look at the election of grace. This is Romans chapter 11. I'm going to read the whole chapter, then we're going to break it down a little bit here. Verse 1, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Want ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they've killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back alway. I say then, had they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, insomuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might have saved some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruits be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail, severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to the nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now I want to hone in on first verses 5 through 7. Even so then at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, and it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. All right, now verses 19 and 20. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. So the focus of this is about grace is by faith, it's not by works. The remnant by the election of grace. By faith, God has graced and placed. Verse 29 there. Right here, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For those that have been given this election of grace, God has a plan of grace to help them carry it out. Now listen to me. God has a plan of grace, and that grace is to help them carry out their plan, His plan. It has nothing to do with natural works, like Israel and their temple worship from the old covenant. That's why they've been inched out. If they'll embrace God and His way, they'll be grafted back in. But if they don't, they won't. This call and its giftings of grace is set. Men think they know best. They really don't. They really don't know nothing. This is verse 34 of I don't know what, because there's not no 34. Anyway, this graced and placed calling is all an inside operation. Remember the ones that are going to say, Lord, didn't we do this or that in your name? And He will say, who are you? We've already established in the other teachings that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all grace. Okay. Now, let's go over to Colossians. Chapter 1. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The call itself carries the grace to fulfill that call. Now I want to go take a look at Paul. And what the Lord said to him about the grace is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, just a couple of verses. Verse 7 there, it says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So we see here, the grace goes with the office or the position. I don't find anywhere in Scripture that it states to call upon the grace. And I want you to bear with me. One scripture says to come to the throne of grace and find, well, let's just read it. This is Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How are you saved? This is Ephesians 2:5. This is where I was going at really another avenue, and the Holy Spirit started opening up this avenue when I'm bringing to you right now. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. You could say that grace is like oil to an engine. It's God's power and equipment to do ministry. And also, it's His grace to come alongside you to help you when you need it. Okay, I believe that grace comes from staying in faith and staying out of the works of the flesh. What we just read over there in Romans. We stay in grace when we stay out of works. I believe that the works negate the grace. James 4:6 says, He gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God oppresses the proud, but gives grace to the humble. It's more an action than a confession. Okay, John 1:16-17, it says, And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth come by Jesus Christ. Just like we fell into the Word of Faith movement with all its little confessions and rotes, I think it's easy to fall into the grace the same way, that we have to trigger the grace by saying, Oh, Lord, I need more grace. Give me more grace. Give me more grace. Or call upon the grace. Call upon the grace. Well, I'm here to tell you, I believe it's here to abide. And when we walk by faith and stay out of works, it continues to abide. We can negate the grace of God in our lives. The scripture indicates that we're already graced and placed. Faith keeps it activated and works negate it. The Strong's grace here is the word charis, the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. Gratitude. That's one of the words, gratitude. There's things that trigger it or negate it. Gratitude determines altitude. The way you think and the way you speak and the way you act can determine your altitude, your thinking process. It's like pleading the blood of Jesus. Revelation says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, but that's not anywhere else. There's nowhere in the New Testament that talks about pleading the blood of Jesus, but people do it all the time. There's all kinds of old hymnals and stuff written about it. Okay, let's keep going. 1 Corinthians 15. Like I said, I hadn't even thought about this until when I sat down. Really, I was sitting at the computer and I was typing out what I had, and the Holy Spirit started taking me in this direction. I'm thinking, oh. Right here. But by the grace of God I am. This is 1 Corinthians 15:10. Make sure. Yeah. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. I believe the grace comes to abide. And now if you get negative and stuff, you can negate the grace. But I believe it's something that's given to us for whatever God has called us to do. It's part of it. It's not something we just call upon like we're a sieve that's leaking water and we never have enough. We just got to keep calling for it. No, I don't believe it's that way. I believe it's here to stay. Because Jesus Christ is grace. All right, works of the law can negate the grace and cause one to fall from grace. This is Galatians 5. If it's the power and equipment to do ministry, that means it's an abiding force. And everyone has a ministry. Everyone has something that God wants them to do. Like I said about the bunch over there in the Gospels, the ones that did the works are the ones that did what He told him. What, you know, He talked about building your house upon a rock. The ones that followed the Spirit were empowered to do it. And those that just did works, like we talked about when we first started about Israel. Okay. Unbelief kept them out, but they'll be able to be put back in if they'll get in line. Galatians 5, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Make sense? Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of them that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whoever he be. I've got a lot of scriptures here because it started the wheels turning. Ephesians 4, 7. But unto every one of us given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Right here. He's talking about gifts. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now it goes on to talk about the fivefold ministry gifts. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This comes with the gift. It's not something that ebbs and flows. It's not something that drains out and you got to call on more. No, it comes with the gift. Okay. There are many things that are learned in churches that are just simply not scriptural, like pleading the blood. Okay, let's look at Romans chapter 4. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace. I told you, faith. I believe faith is what keeps the grace operating. If we get out of it right here, operate might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations before him, whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Doesn't say anything about Abraham having to call on grace anywhere. It's by faith. By faith. Grace to me, like I said, is just oil to the engine that makes everything run. Okay, let's keep going. Philippians chapter 2. 13 and 14. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings. You know, all through the epistles it talks about your love walk. Keeping your mouth right, staying in faith, not getting out of faith. When we get out of faith, we get down, we start saying things we shouldn't say, and we can negate the grace in our life. Or either we can do the right thing and we keep it going. Okay. To call upon it all the time is to suggest that it isn't enough. The grace for the call, just like God told Paul, was sufficient. Paul's humility and weakness activated the grace. Staying in the love walk is mentioned consistently throughout the epistles. Now we're going to finish with what I started out with about looking at the elect, the scriptures on the elect. Let's turn over to Matthew 24. I believe God has selected every one of us from the foundation of the world, and we have something to do, and He has graced us and placed us to do it. This is 24. These are just the words that have elect in it. 24:24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. We started out talking about the elect. I believe we're the elect. We've received Jesus. And He shall send His angels, verse 31, with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from the one end of the heaven to another, to the other. Elect here means select or favorite. Okay, Mark 13. Starting with 22 there, for false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show great signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. And then 27, and then shall He send His angels and shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. What God has done is not a haphazard thing. Luke 18:7. And shall not God avenge His own elect, which cried day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? Let's keep going. Romans chapter 8. Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Colossians 3:12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels and mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and suffering, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. I think the grace has to do with how we are, how we act. Either we negate it or we boost it. 1 Timothy 5:21. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one above another, doing nothing by partiality. Okay, let's keep going. Let's see, that's 1 Timothy. 1 Peter 1, 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Like I said, these are just the scriptures that have elect in them. 3 John 1. Verse 13. It's just greeting. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Elected here means chosen in company with or co-elect. The election word election means divine selection. I believe God's chosen us before birth. Let's go back to Romans chapter 9. Verse 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Yeah, that's a weird scripture to me. Chosen before they were ever born. Romans 11, 5. Even so then, at this present time also, there's a remnant according to the election of grace. Just like, you know, what we're seeing played out in the nation, it's kind of what's being played out in the body of Christ too. Okay, Romans, let's see. Romans 11, I read that. 11, 5. I did that one. Verse 7, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Then verse 28 of that. And concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. It's kind of like when you said that the scripture that talks about everyone starts out in the book of life. And God, by selection, will have to remove some. Right. Revelation. Right. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 1, 4. Knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. Second Peter 1:10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail. Why, God's got a perfect plan that he has graced for you to do, and it's a plan of by faith and grace and not by works. So if you don't get into works, it says you won't fail. You will not fall if you follow God's way. I remember having a word of prophecy years ago, a lady, probably 30-something years ago, in a ladies' meeting, and she called me out, and she basically said, you've been called from your mother's womb, and Satan desired to take you out even while you were still in your mother's womb. Well, she didn't know anything about me and my birth, my premature birth. 2 months premature in 1953. That's pretty, you know, they didn't have the stuff that they have today. But, you know, I don't remember the rest of what she said, but that has always hung in my memory. She didn't know me. She didn't know anything about me. Right here, the word elects means select or favorite. This is by divine design. Some people God likes and some he doesn't. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. You know, I'm thinking, wow. It all has to do with works of faith. Okay, I just read, did I read something out? I did, I read a couple of verses, but I want to go read a little more of Romans chapter 9. Let's just start with the first verse there. It says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continued sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed, from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promise. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, both of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. And it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith in Moses, I have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So that it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth with much longsuffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory? Even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also the Gentiles, as he saith also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Esaias also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Esaias said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then, that the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. These selections were made before the foundation of the world. You were graced and placed then. We're going to look at a few scriptures on that. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Hebrews 4:3, huh? Hebrews 1?
1 verse 9 in 2 Timothy, you're right there.
2 Timothy... I thought I had it.
You got it down in your notes?
I guess not. Who shall be punished with everlasting...
No, 1, 9, 2 Timothy.
Knowing this, the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient. for the ungodly and for sinners. What?
2 Timothy
1:9. It's not a good time for you to do this to me up here. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Is that what you're talking about?
You just read that.
Well, what is it?
1:9.
1 Timothy?
Chapter 1.
2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Exactly what I'm saying here. We were graced in place before the world ever began.
That's right.
Then why would we use grace as a way to just, well, you just got to help me. I just can't get along. I don't agree with that. I don't think it's right. Hebrews 4:3. Did I read that?
No.
I think the grace that you need, if you don't negate it, is enough and sufficient for whatever he's called you to do. It's just learning that it is enough and relying on the fact that it is enough. And when you do that, then you've got confidence in it. Okay? It's not something you have to do. You don't have to say 150 times a day, well, I call on the grace, I call on the grace, I call on the grace. No. Who is grace? All right. 4:3. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Okay, 9:26. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. I'm not sure why I put that one there. Anyway, let's move on. Let's go to Revelation 13. Verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Like I said, we're all in the book. He'll have to take some out. But Revelation 17, I don't know where it is where it talks about he's going to blot them out.
I'll tell you.
Okay. Revelation 17, 8. Let's see. The beast that thou sawest was and is not shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. When they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is.
Revelation 3:5.
Okay. Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So we're selected, elected, graced and placed, and men think that they thought it was up to them to try to perform it. It's not, that's the way it is. There's no chance that God needs their help to do anything. One more scripture, Isaiah 46. Verse 9 there. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Okay, Ephesians 1:4 for the record. according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. See, I didn't do a deal on foundation because I know there's a lot of those too. So,
is that it?
Yeah.